Governor Abbott delivers George Strait checks to Texas flood victims ignored by fleeing House Democrats. By Randy Clark and Bob Price on August 10, 2025. Texas Governor Greg Abbott traveled to Ingram, Texas, to deliver $25,000 checks from country western legend George Strait to families devastated by the deadly Independence Day Hill Country flooding. The checks delivered by Abbott on Saturday were part of the more than $7 million raised during Strait's benefit concert on July 27. Aid and other support for Hill Country communities is being delayed by Texas House Democrats who broke quorum to stop the state's congressional redistricting plan. On Saturday, Abbott praised Strait and the nonprofit Vaqueros Del Mar Group, which worked with Strait to organize the benefit concert in a social media post on X, formerly Twitter. In the post, Abbott acknowledged the efforts of the country singer, saying, "Thanks to the King at George Strait's Straight to the Heart concert, these Texans can begin rebuilding." Join the Vaqueros Del Mar Texas Flood Relief Fund to deliver $25,000 checks to Hill Country families devastated by last month's floods. Thanks to the King at George Strait's Straight to the Heart concert, these Texans can begin rebuilding. This is Texas Strong. pic.twitter.com/hurtsurgepty. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, August 10, 2025. The country music legend was quick to act after the deadly floods by announcing the benefit concert to be held in Burney, Texas, a mere 35 miles from Kerrville, within days of the disastrous floods. Strait and members of his Ace in the Hole band were joined by William Beckman, Ray Benson, Wade Bowen, Dean Dillon, and a host of other artists for the intimate dinner and concert held on July 27. The concert proceeds and donations, more than $7 million, were collected by Vaqueros Del Mar at the event. "Last night, I joined the King at George Strait and at Garth Brooks as they raised over $6 million for Texas flood victims. Texas will recover, by God's grace and our grit. With this support, homes will be rebuilt, communities restored, and peace returned." pic.twitter.com/vmossmuo. Greg Abbott, at Greg Abbott underscore TX, July 28, 2025. "We as a state are working tirelessly to make sure that the recovery process is as easy and effective as possible," Governor Abbott said in a written statement. "If you have a need in your area, let us know. There are a lot of people here to assist you with those needs. These checks will help you piece your lives back together, and there's more help on the way." As reported by Breitbart, Texas, several campgrounds and recreational vehicle parks along the Guadalupe River Basin area near Kerrville and other parts of the Texas Hill Country were totally destroyed during the busy July 4 weekend flooding event. A total of 137 deaths were attributed to the early morning surprise flash flood. In one camp alone, Camp Mystic, 27 campers and staff members, including the camp director, perished in the flood. The camp, located in Hunt, Texas, just outside Kerrville, is a private, non-denominational Christian camp for girls founded in 1926. Thousands of volunteers moved into the Texas Hill Country area almost immediately to conduct search and rescue operations in the search for missing flood victims. As Breitbart, Texas reported, nonprofit groups responded swiftly to provide meals and logistical support to the thousands of first responders needed for the monumental search and rescue efforts. Related articles. Officials: children missing as deadly floods hit central Texas. Watch: woman rescued by Texas DPS aircrew from deadly raging flood. Catastrophic Independence Day flood claims more than 40 lives in Texas, more devastation to come. Representative Chip Roy: we remain hopeful in search for missing Texas girls lost in Independence Day flood. Independence Day flood: Texas man dies while saving family's lives. Death toll in Independence Day flood in Texas nears 80, search for the missing continues. Unimaginable tragedy: Trump signs major disaster declaration to assist flood-ravaged Texas. Breitbart News Daily Podcast Episode 801, Breitbart's Randy Clark on the Texas flood tragedy and the brave people battling it. As of Friday, two people remain missing in Kerr County, the area hardest hit by the flooding. Thus far, 117 victims who perished in the Kerrville area have been formally identified by the Texas Rangers. In a San Antonio News report by MySA, a synopsis of the list released on Friday shows that 40 of the victims were under the age of 18. According to my essay, the youngest victim was 1-year-old James Burgess, who was swept away by floodwaters that also claimed the lives of family members John, Julia, and 5-year-old John V. Burgess of Liberty, Texas. The oldest victim was 91-year-old Sally Grave of Ingram, Texas. Late last week, Governor Abbott said, Texas House Democrats are jet-setting from Chicago to Cali instead of returning to help Texas flood victims. In a post on X, their protracted absence emphasizes why courts should declare their seats abandoned. The Texas House of Representatives is set to debate a series of bills aimed at providing relief to Hill Country residents and communities, as well as enhancing early warning systems. That legislation has been put on hold after House Democrats fled the state to break quorum to stop the congressional redistricting bill also placed on the special session call by Governor Abbott. Related articles. Texas House Democrats flee state in order to block GOP redistricting plan. Governor Abbott to Texas House Dems, show up to work Monday or be fired. Governor Abbott orders arrest of Texas's delinquent House Democrats. Texas governor orders criminal investigation of House Democrats for possible bribery charges. FBI asked to assist Texas authorities in locating, arresting Texas House Dems who fled the state. More than 4 dozen Texas House Democrats fled the state. Abbott files lawsuit to start removal derelict Democrat Texas House members who fled state to block redistricting bill. Texas AG launches investigation into Beto O'Rourke's political group's financial support of quorum-breaking Democrats. No quorum, House Speaker hits fleeing Texas Dems in pocketbook, paychecks held at Capitol, budgets cut. Texas court blocks Beto bribe supporting runaway House Democrats, O'Rourke loses again. The Texas Tribune reports the following items as topics that should be debated by the legislature. Hill Country flood response and relief. Following the deadly floods over the July 4 weekend, Abbott directed lawmakers to look at flood warning systems, emergency communications, natural disaster preparation and relief funding for impacted areas. Regulating THC, Abbott vetoed a bill during the regular session that would have banned hemp-derived THC products, then instructed lawmakers to regulate the industry. The Senate last week passed its second attempt to ban most hemp products, including some that are legal under federal regulations, setting up another potential standoff with the governor. Limiting property taxes, lawmakers are considering a bill that would further restrict how much more cities and counties can collect in property taxes without asking voters. Critics of the bill argue that it would place local governments in a financial bind. Bathroom bill. The proposed legislation would require people to use bathrooms aligned with the sex they were assigned at birth in government and school buildings. The bill also proposes a $5,000 fine for a first-time violation and $25,000 for subsequent violations. Cracking down on abortion pills, the proposed legislation seeks to allow anyone who manufactures, distributes, prescribes or provides abortion pills to be sued for $100,000. It also expands the wrongful death statute and authorizes the Attorney General to file lawsuits on the behalf of unborn children of residents of this state. Eliminating STAR. Lawmakers are pushing to scrap the state's standardized test following concerns about the pressures students face taking the hours-long exam given at the end of the school year. Scores are used to determine whether a student can advance to the next grade level, and is also used to grade their school's performance. On Friday, Attorney General Ken Paxton filed suit to remove 13 of the delinquent House Democrats, Breitbart Texas reported. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.